Good morning. It's what is it? It's Wednesday morning, March 8th, maybe. Let me see if I can find out. Yes. No, March 9th. Wednesday, March 9th, 9:29 a.m. 9 o'clock, 9:30 on the 9th. March, Wednesday. Okay. So, yesterday I didn't walk because I didn't have an hour free to spend walking. I barely got moving. Got the kid off to school. Went to the bank. Spent the morning at the bank. Picked the kid up from school. Spent 3 hours taking her to a doctor's appointment. Came home. Had to start supper. Had to take her off to rehearsal. It was a busy day yesterday. It was just as well. After not walking and then walking Monday, my hips are talking to me. They're talking to me this morning too, but they've had a chance to rest, so I'm walking. I didn't want to. I want to go and take a nap. Let's get another cup of coffee. But I'm walking. I need to walk. So, and I figured out, because of some of the conversations I was having yesterday, I figured out that 5,000 words a day times 100 words is 500,000 words, which is 5 novels. And there are at least 100 days left in the year. So we're going to see if we can't do that. We're going to see if we can't write 5 novels this year. Or at least 500,000 words. I don't know if it'll come out to be 5 novels or 4 novels or whatever. But 5,000 words for 100 days over the course of the rest of the year seems, on its face, it seems kind of small. From a practical standpoint, I've done it before. The first year, 2007, I wrote those 4 books that 1 year. And it was well over 500,000 words, even though I only published about 400,000 of them, 375,000 of them, something like that, because I wrote a lot that I had to edit out and redo. Throwaway. So yeah, that was this should be doable. We'll see. I don't know. I have a long week ahead. It's only Wednesday. It's only Wednesday morning. But I'm going to be up late because this is performance week. The play opens tonight. It'll be 11 o'clock before I get to sleep. If I'm lucky, it'll only be 11 o'clock. And I've got 4 nights of performances. Then this play is over and the next one starts probably on Monday. So I don't know, we'll see. But school gets out in May. March, April, May. 90 days. School will be over. I've got an event I'm doing on May 14th, Saturday. I'm doing a Science Fiction Masterclass at Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. Seems to me there was something else in the middle of the summer. Kind of lost track of it. It'll surface again shortly. I still owe a story, a reading, to Starship Sofa. And they've been so patient with me. But I can't find quiet in my house anymore. With everybody home all the time, there's always water running, there's always laundry going, there's always a dishwasher going, there's always something going on in the house. So finding, it's 10,000 word story, it's a long story. So finding an hour and a half where it's quiet, it's bordering on impossible. I may have to just give the story back and have them find someone else to read it. But 90 days, and school will be over. The daddy taxi will be, not retired, but it will be less, what am I looking for? It won't be every day. It won't be every day. Get up, take the kid to school, battle with the kid, battle with the school. It should be a little more low trauma. This intersection hasn't gotten any less busy. Since I've been not walking. I'm stumbling along like I am half awake, honestly. My eyes keep wanting to close. It's ridiculous. I did get a good night's sleep last night. It was a late night, but it wasn't as late as it has been. And it was an early morning, but it wasn't as early as it's going to have to be tomorrow morning. But, holy crap. It's not like last week, where I couldn't wake up. I slept for 3 days. I swear to God, I slept for 3 days. I had some kind of stomach thing, some kind of gut bug, and all I could do was sleep. I get up long enough to drink a little water and then go back to sleep. Get up enough to maybe try to have a piece of toast and then go back to sleep. I just slept. Didn't have a fever. Well, a little fever, but it wasn't serious. I don't know if it was West Nile virus revisiting me or a little touch of the old malaria. No, I've never had been exposed to malaria, as far as I know. So, no, I don't think that was it. We can do this. At this point, it's faster to finish than it is to try to go back. The shortest route is the one I'm on, so, yeah. Anyway. So, big news going around yesterday was about Nook Press. The Nook store is closing down on apps and video media and everything, apparently, that's not books. I hope it helps, but Barnes & Noble has really cast its lot with traditional publishing. I just got an email from the other day about, hey, some new voices, special deal. Check out our award-winning fiction and nonfiction. And they were both traditional pubs. They were both overpriced. Even with a special deal, they were both overpriced. And I suppose they are probably new authors, but really, this is the best you can do. Monk Post. I was not surprised. I've pulled out of Nook. I've pulled out of Kobo. I've pulled out of iBook. I'm not in any of the other stores anymore. And largely because they just... Kobo, I keep hoping Kobo is going to do something. I know some people who are in with the in crowd at Kobo, and there is stuff that's happening behind the scenes that might convince me to get back into Kobo. But Barnes & Noble, I just can't get it. I don't understand why this is... I suspect, I don't know this for sure, but I suspect it's because it's the last bastion for physical bookstores that the traditional press still controls. They still largely control. They control the horizontal, they control the vertical. They pay for placement. They get their books at the front of the store. They know how to sell to Barnes & Noble book buyers. It's a comfortable market for them. And between them and B. Dalton and the airport kiosk places and the few grocery stores that still stock paper, it's pretty much the end of paperback or brick-and-mortar physical bookstores. Well, paper still manages to pull in 65% of all books sold. That also includes all of the textbooks, all of the legal books, all the reference manuals, all of the children's books that have not made a digital transition smoothly. Those are not markets where digital has made a large inroad. I think even comic books are getting more... bigger, longer legs in digital. Now, Comixology it's a brilliant app. I can even read comic books on my phone. Now, if I could just find a comic book I wanted to read, that would be cool. I read, I picked up, I don't know, I can't remember the name of it, but it was gorgeous. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautifully drawn, beautifully colored, intriguing story which by the second volume was stupidly predictable in terms of violence and gore and a sort of fascist mentality. It's like, yes, I am the leader, and I am a fascist. I will take care of you, because I am the leader, and I am the only strong man who can do it, so I will. I will sacrifice to lead you. Really? Okay, fine. So I bought the whole series because the first book was so beautifully done, and then the second book was like, okay, we're going to move beyond this. Third book was, no, actually we're not going to move. We're actually going to double down. And I never opened a fourth book, so. So yeah, I got better things to do. Particularly since I don't have a tablet or anything that I can read the larger format. So navigating a comic panel by panel where the dialogue bubbles don't actually always fit within the frame you need them to fit in, so you have to fart with the interface in order to read what it is you're supposed to be reading. But that's on my phone, and in spite of the fact that I have a large format phone, Galaxy 3 tablet, no, Galaxy Note 3, that's what it is, it's still not quite big enough. It's not quite there. If I had an iPad or something like that, that'd probably make a big difference. I rooted my Nook, so perhaps what I need to do is take my Nook and turn it into my comic book reader. I have an old Nook. I got a Nook years ago when it was cool. I don't think it's... the problem is I don't think it's registered with the App Store. I don't know how necessarily I can register with the App Store. I'll have to look that up. But that might be a possibility. At least I was smart enough to change out of the parka. Put on a windbreaker this morning. The sun is quite warm. It's not a terribly warm day, but the sun beating down makes it warmer. Spring is definitely in the air. It's only early March. I'm not used to spring being around until at least April, but here in Colorado, it's half past February is spring, I guess. It's green grass. There's not a lot of it, but grass is greening up. See some bushes out in the park that have greened up nicely. The willows are yellowing. All the maple trees are budding up nicely. Let's try to think what else was going around in my network yesterday. The Nook. Nook is actually closing its store in the UK, and they announced that I think last week, and then this week they're closing the apps and media stores. Bookstores are great if you have one. The problem is that bookstores more and more are getting used, for those, even those that exist, are getting used not as places to buy books, but as places to shop for books, which you'll then turn around and buy online. The thing that was going around most was the Apple case didn't go to... The Supreme Court declined to hear the case of Apple's appeal for price fixing. Apple fought it. The others just sort of folded. But Apple did fight it for a long time, apparently. I don't know how recent this is, but apparently it's been in the Wall Street Journal recently. The thing about reading about this kind of case in the Wall Street Journal is that you have to remember that Rupert Murdoch owns both the Wall Street Journal and one of the publishers that was involved in the collusion and price fixing. So his editorial viewpoint in the Wall Street Journal is a bit suspect when it comes to anything Amazon, when it comes to anything about publishing that does not support the narrative being put forth that publishing is threatened by Amazon. Ah, let's not get run over by my wife, who's off on her way to visit her specialist this morning. And here I am, at the back gate. The point in the day where I say, tomorrow, well, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.